From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, September 27th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the changes being made to the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program and how that will impact low-income families in Illinois. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Illinois Secretary of State Office is implementing changes to motor vehicle centers with a focus on senior drivers. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Secretary Alexi Janulius announced two new seniors-only walk-in centers in Evanston and Bridgeview. In a statement, Janulius said these locations are specifically designed to meet the needs of drivers 70 years and older. Seniors can either walk in or make appointments at these centers. Janulius said the additions of the walk-in sites are part of a plan to improve the agency's new Skip the Line program, which emphasizes making online appointments ahead of time. Seniors needing a road exam can also call a toll-free line and be routed directly to operators who can help set up appointments. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Thousands of migrants seeking asylum have been approved for expedited work permits and an extended temporary protected status, or TPS, in the United States, but others are being left out. The Biden administration last week announced expedited work visas for Venezuelan migrants if they enter the country on or before July 31st. Mary Meg McCarthy is the head of the National Immigrant Justice Center. She says that while the administration's decision was critical, it doesn't help the migrants who are still arriving and want to work.
Chicago's been really outstanding in terms of responding and being a welcoming city, but there's only so much that can be done if we don't allow people the dignity to work and to contribute to their communities.
The city of Chicago estimates roughly a quarter of the migrants here now arrived after August 2nd and are not eligible for the expedited program. Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan, who was indicted last year, has had his name removed from his old property tax appeal law firm. Dave McKinney has more.
As the ex-speaker awaits trial, the Madigan and Getzendaner nameplate is no more. It's been retired and quietly renamed this summer after a couple of longtime Madigan and Getzendaner partners. The old law firm was never charged but still identified 20 times in Madigan's bribery and racketeering indictment. Northwestern University marketing professor Timothy Calkin said Madigan's legal troubles warrant the name change.
Right now, the brand Madigan is a pretty tarnished brand in the state of Illinois. So anything you can do to move away from that is, from a branding perspective, a pretty smart idea.
Madigan stepped away from his old law firm in the spring of 2022. This is Dave McKinney.
A Decatur-born Tuskegee Airman is getting new recognition in the name of a Decatur public school. American Dream STEM Academy will become Ellsworth Dansby Junior Magnet School. Rita Ellis is the school's principal. She says it's a chance to educate the community about a local hero.
A lot of times we celebrate people because they've been celebrated for a long time. So our kids do know Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. They do know Rosa Parks.
District 61 is constructing a new building for the academy. The board voted yesterday to rename the school when it moves there. Dansby served in World War II as the master sergeant for the Tuskegee Airmen, the first African Americans to serve as pilots in the U.S. Army Air Corps. He later served on the Decatur Board of Education. Dansby died in 1989. Still to come, we'll learn more about the changes being made to the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program in Illinois. That story coming up next on 217 Today.
In Season 5 of Unforgotten from PBS Masterpiece, Detective Constable Jess James joins Detective Inspector Sonny Khan on an investigation into the discovery of human remains in a renovated West London home. Jess knows she has big shoes to fill as the memory of a beloved colleague looms over the team. Friends of WILL can stream all of Season 5 today and catch up on Seasons 1 through 4 on WILL Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. More than 1 million Illinois households are eligible for energy assistance to prevent shutoffs and excessive utility bills. But that money is being cut by nearly a third to $280 million this year. That may leave many of the state's low-income families confronting a harsh winter. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco reports.
Valerie Carroll takes a deep breath and makes the sign of the cross before talking about applying to LIHEAP, or the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program.
Okay, we're gonna try it and see how it goes.
LIHEAP is a federally funded program administered by the states that helps households behind on light and gas bills catch up. Carol is applying for the first time this year. About a week ago, her gas was disconnected.
My bills is going up, but my paycheck ain't going up. So how do I make that work?
Carol, a lifelong Englewood resident, has been taking care of her disabled brother Michael for the past 5 years. Right now, she's about 4 months behind on rent and owes People's Gas almost $1,000. But she's heard that getting assistance on time isn't easy. This past month in Englewood alone, nearly 3,000 customers received disconnection notices and another 500 plus were disconnected outright. Annually, LIHEAP funding in the state of Illinois is stressed, according to Karen Lusson, a senior attorney at the National Consumer Law Center.
We've got a drop in LIHEAP funding. We've got significant rate increases pending, and we've seen a significant increase in the number of customers in need of energy assistance.
During the pandemic, Congress authorized temporary funds that supercharged LIHEAP benefits. But this upcoming LIHEAP season, beginning in October, will be the first since 2021 without additional pandemic benefits. Funding could be reduced to $280 million, down from $406 million at its peak. LaToya Butler is with the Community and Economic Development Association. It's the local agency that distributes energy assistance in Cook County.
These dollars just won't go as far. We're not going to be able to help as many people.
Here's how LIHEAP works. It provides one-time payments directly to utility providers on behalf of low-income households at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. But the program also provides funds for home weatherization and crisis assistance. But half of the state's LIHEAP budget is dedicated to heating assistance. All of this is available regardless of immigration status. Senior citizens get first priority. Additionally, in Illinois, the state supplements federal appropriations through a surcharge that's built into utility rates on customer bills. The surcharge has remained unchanged since 1999. All told, Butler says approximately 1.4 million households in Illinois are eligible for LIHEAP assistance. Last program year, the state served about 300,000.
There's more need than we're able to provide. And so there is a possibility that we will have to turn people away because of lack of funds at some point in this program year.
But it's not just cold weather that low-income families need to worry about. Illinois hasn't budgeted for summer cooling assistance in years, according to the Rocky Mountain Institute's senior associate, Maria Castillo. She researches energy equity and affordability issues. She calls LIHEAP a stopgap between increasingly extreme weather and low-income households. But to make sure the program can withstand climate change, Castillo says elected officials have to go big on spending.
We think of Illinois as a place of like having really cold winters, but I think with climate change and there being so much extreme heat being more likely, it really shows how these states also need to adapt.
Back in Englewood, Carol agrees.
Just like we suffer in the winter from the cold, people suffer in the summer from heat strokes. So yes, they need an all-year-round program, not just when it's cold.
In the meantime, she's keeping an eye on the weather and plans to be among the first eligible families to apply for assistance when the application opens next week. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 75 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, Dave McKinney, Emily Hayes, and Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.